news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. Wednesday was White Cane Safety Day. The day's been around for 60 years and recognizes people who are blind or have visual impairments. It's also a reminder to motorists to stop 10 feet away from people carrying a white cane.
In Wisconsin, motorists are required to stop no shorter than 10 feet from a pedestrian who is in the roadway, who is carrying a white cane or using a service animal.
Denise Jess is executive director of the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. She herself is blind and carries a foldable white cane. She says reminding drivers to take extra caution benefits all people.
We don't want drivers running over pedestrians, period. But vulnerable pedestrians who really can't see you coming need that that extra protection under the law.
Wisconsin's white cane law comes with a fine. And even though it's not against the law, Jess says it's also not helpful to honk.
But honking is confusing because we don't know if you're honking at us. You know, we have no way of visually verifying, are you honking at us? Are you honking to give us information? Are you honking because you're irritated that you had to stop? There's no way to understand what that honk is. So while it's not statutory limited, it's just confusing. We don't know how to interpret it.
Just says care and attention while on the road doesn't only benefit folks who are blind or low vision. It also benefits you as a driver.
It's so critical to our safety and your well-being. You know, if you were to hit one of us, it would change your life as well, and we wouldn't want that to happen.
October is also National Pedestrian Safety Month. For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
A comeback win for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers scored in the final 2 minutes to beat the Cardinals 27-23 here at State Farm Stadium. Matt LaFleur, on a critical 4th-and-2, decided to let Jordan Love keep a winning drive alive with a pass to Tucker Kraft.
For Matt to decide to go for that right there in that situation, to have that confidence in the offense for us to go make a play, and then for us to go out there and do it. You know, that's one of those, it's one of those decisions that, you know, it's going to suck if we don't get it, but when you do, it pays off like that when we go out there and get the win. And then obviously to finish off with a touchdown was huge.
Tucker Kraft had 5 catches for 58 yards, including a touchdown play that they ran last week against the Bengals.
It's a big play within our offense. You know, we're just tallying them up at this point because we run it so often. We know that they know.
So the Packers improved to 4-1-1 and for now remain atop of their division. Tonight, it's the Lions and Buccaneers in Detroit on Monday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome
program.
To the third hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Malcolm Nance, a U.S. intelligence expert, former spy, author of several books, including They Want to Kill Americans and The Plot to Destroy Democracy. He has a great Substack newsletter. It's free. You can get it over at malcolmnance.substack.com or malcolmnance.org. On Blue Sky, he's malcolmnance.bluesky.social, or basically at Malcolm Nance. And Malcolm, welcome back to the program. It's been too long since we've spoken.
Well, I'm just sorry. We got to keep speaking.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I wanted to talk about the stuff, some of the stuff that you're really an expert on, and I'm not so much. We had this meeting with Mr. Zelensky, President Zelensky in the White House, last Friday, and apparently Pete Hegseth showed up wearing a tie that was the colors of the Russian flag, white, blue, red, which is kind of bizarre. And from some of these reports that are leaking out now, Trump actually was yelling at him, throwing maps on the floor, and telling him that, what do you know about this, and what do you think about it?
Yeah, you know, I've been watching this ever since that meeting, and I've been talking to other people who know people that were in the room on both sides. And this is bizarre. I want you to look back at the meeting that Trump had with Zelensky last February, where they started, you know, where Trump humiliated him in public. This was worse. This is where Trump humiliated him in private. And essentially, after speaking to Vladimir Putin, intended to get Vladimir Zelensky to accept Russia's proposal to surrender the provinces of Donbass, which Russia invaded in 2014. And Russia only occupies half of that province. It doesn't occupy all of it. And Luhansk, which is the other governorate that Russia invaded in 2014, they would permanently get Crimea and would give back to Ukraine very little parts of Kherson province and Zaporizhzhia province, and essentially reward Russia with the entire southeastern portion of Ukraine, including, here's the kicker, Tom, the sections of Donbass and Luhansk, which the Ukrainians never lost. So it would be the equivalent of saying, yeah, you have half of New York State, but we want everything, including all of New York State and New Jersey as well, to reward us for stopping a war that we, Russia, started. And Trump came to this meeting with Moscow's maps and showed Zelensky that Moscow wants this and you're going to give it to them. He is so incensed about trying to have this, you know, that he's ending this war because there's a half a trillion dollars of oligarch money in Russia Trump doesn't have access to. It got pretty bad.
So why? I mean, Craig Unger has been reporting on this forever, you know, about Trump going to Russia in the 80s and his wife's father was a KGB informant and they flattered him and he came back here and he published this op-ed saying that we should pull out of NATO and crap on the Japanese and et cetera, et cetera. There's this persistent belief that Trump has always been an agent of Russia. What's your opinion of why he's doing this?
Well, you know, I wrote 3 books about Trump's relationship with Russian intelligence. And when I wrote The Plot to Destroy Democracy and The Plot to Betray America, I went to Putin's offices in Dresden. And Craig Unger wrote about this in House of Putin, House of Trump. It was first came out from The Guardian, where they found that as early as 1977, Ivana Trump's father was the reporting entity about everything that happened between his daughter, Donald Trump. Every phone call was listened to. When the kids came to go to camp, they were under, you know, Czech intelligence and KGB control. So by 1987, when you mentioned these op-eds about him wanting to be a nuclear arms controller and to possibly run against George Herbert Walker Bush, the KGB had a decade's worth of intelligence collection against him. But Trump has always been fascinated with women and activities behind the Iron Curtain back during the Cold War. 2 of his wives are from former Soviet Union states, satellite states that were in the Warsaw Pact. And he just sees Russia as the last bastion of enormous amounts of sanctioned money that he can get access to. This has nothing to do with Ukraine and sovereignty and the defense of democracy. He wants Moscow's sweet, sweet money.
How? What money is this and how does he get it?
When we started the sanctions regime, Moscow has been under sanctions since 2014 for the initial invasion of Ukraine when they seized Crimea, Donetsk, and Luhansk. Then in 2022, they were under severe restrictions because of the invasion of Ukraine. That money is frozen. Moscow's oligarch money. Don't forget, Putin himself may be one of the world's richest men with as much as $250 billion of secret hidden funds. They can't bank anywhere in the world that does business with U.S. and Western banks. They want Trump to unfreeze the sanctions. Trump wants access to that money, but to get it, Moscow has to get him what he believes is his Nobel Prize situation. But Moscow understands Putin is a KGB officer. He manipulates people. Trump is one of the most easily manipulated people on this planet. All you have to do is flatter him. And the secret talks between Witkoff and Moscow is you can get access to our money, but you have to raise sanctions. And to do that, you have to give us Ukraine and end this war. One other thing, Tom. Zelensky was told by Trump that the Russian economy is booming and that Ukraine is on the verge of collapse. And all of that is the exact opposite. The Russian economy is on the verge of total collapse. Their energy industry, 40% of it is on fire from Ukrainian drones. And Ukraine is doing pretty well. Things got pretty bad in that meeting to the point where Zelensky hinted that he doesn't need the United States weapons anymore. He can fight with the European Union. But all of this is playing into Vladimir Putin's hands because he and Trump are alike in terms of mindset as a dictator and a wannabe dictator.
Let me run my nightmare scenario by you and reality test it, if I may. We know that ever since Margaret Thatcher, when she got in trouble with the coal union and her economy went into the tank, she had her little war with the Falklands and that bailed her out. You know, it boosted her popularity. Ronald Reagan saw that and said, oh, really? And so when the Marine barracks was blown up in Lebanon and 200 plus Marines died, he needed a distraction, so he invaded Grenada. And then George Herbert Walker Bush had his little war, in Iraq. And then George W. Bush even told Mickey Herskowitz, his biographer, that if he got elected, he was going to have a little war in Iraq, but he was going to make it last until the election so he'd get reelected. Mm-hmm. This is a Republican thing, you know, these little mm-hmm. wars. And it looks to me like Trump is fixing for a little war with Venezuela. My suspicion is it won't be a little war once it starts, because Venezuela is going to fight back, number one. Venezuelans are very nationalistic. But here's my scenario. Trump starts his little war with Venezuela. Putin says, okay, this is the moment. And he uses like a tactical nuke to take out Kyiv or something, or he just, you know, launches a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. China, at that same moment, probably in coordination between Xi and Putin, invades Taiwan. And Netanyahu says, oh, now look at this. Everybody's all tied up. I can do, and he starts bombing Iran, and we're in World War III. Am I crazy?
Yeah. Let's just put it this way. You have elements of sanity involved in what you've said that are all true and could happen. I would remove the Putin nuke in Kyiv. They want to see this done on a large scale to where the United States now becomes Russia's ally and assist in the collapse of Ukraine. What Russia needs more than anything
is a break.
Well, the
effect is the same, right?
Yeah, well, sort of. But, you know, when you say Russia would invade, them in what army? They have no army that is even intact. Their morale is broken. The Ukrainians actually have a very good chance of breaking through. China invading Taiwan, that's given. I mean, Pete Hegseth just a few weeks ago during his Pentagon speech had talked up to the joint staff about withdrawing from the Indo-Pacific and Europe and eliminating Africa Command, and essentially, and then turning the U.S. armed forces against, quote unquote, the homeland threats, which means American citizens. Right. China can't believe their luck. The United States is withdrawing from the world and essentially living out a 1939 fantasy. So China definitely is going to invade Taiwan, and the United States is not going to defend it. But with regards to Venezuela, Trump's entire strategy on Venezuela comes from a Tom Clancy novel, A Clear and Present Danger. And he wants to put in and has ordered the CIA to put in clandestine services personnel, special operations personnel. We have an armada off of Venezuela right now that is just as big as the armada that was off Yemen when we were doing active cruise missile attacks, bombardments of Yemen, minus a full-scale aircraft carrier battle group. If a carrier battle group shows up down there, then we're definitely going to war with Venezuela. The problem is they have a multi-hundred-thousand man military that's pretty good.
Right.
And we can give them an economic stranglehold. But then again, their relationships with China, Russia, and Iran could result in some nasty things. I mean, Iran could have
absolutely
already transshipped them anti-ship missiles.
Yeah, and it's by the way, we have 40 seconds till we hit a hard break here. I can't stop. And also, I think it's important to note that I understand Venezuela has four times more oil than Saudi Arabia?
In terms of global reserve, yes. But, you know, so it's an economic prospect. Trump wants it. It looks like money. He thinks he's going to get it, and he'll go to war to get it.
And the Koch brothers, don't they run the only refinery in the United States that can deal with Venezuela and oil?
Yeah, they do.
So this is all kind of coming together, isn't it, Malcolm?
It is. And if we don't turn out as a body to overturn to win the next election, then this is all good. Your future forever, an American dictatorship at war.
Yeah, I agree. The great Malcolm Nance, intelligence expert, malcolmnance.substack.com. Is that right now? Do I have that right, Malcolm?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, great. Yeah, get over there. Sign up. It's a free newsletter, and it is spectacular. Malcolm, thanks so much for dropping by. It's always great talking with you.
A pleasure, Tom.
I appreciate it. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a minute.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option, and we try to stay informed. We'll be right back.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
A very funny stand-up comic, Mr. Mike Toomey. The last time I saw a Goldie Hawn film in the theater, the male lead was giving her a foot massage, and it was the worst foot I've ever seen. I actually said out loud, I went, ew. And my aunt started cracking up.
Yeah, maybe they could have had a stand-in, like a stunt foot.
Please, something. Even if it's a guy's foot, I don't care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans. Sure.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are you can tough it out, get sick, and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit, and they're great for when you travel. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. But to get that discount, you also have to use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out. Urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and then use that promo code Tom, T-H-O-M.
Voice is strong, will bend but never break. Justice calls us now, it's now or never. Our silence is a choice we can't afford to make. Show up for democracy, don't stand by. Raise your voice, lift it high. Call your leaders, speak your truth. Vote with power, old and youth. Show up for democracy, our freedom's on. Talk to your neighbors, share the fire.
Welcome back, 25 minutes past the hour. Sandy in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Sandy, what's up?
Hi. I've got two solutions.
Cool.
Looking at the fact that, I mean, what I see it is that money is controlling so much. It's a government takeover by big money. So here are my two problems and the two solutions. One involves the Insurrection Act.
Mm-hmm.
I think we the people need leadership on this. We always react and then send a firm letter. But we need our representatives to stand up and say, hey, he's going to do this, and this is what you do. You don't have to listen to this. So I think they need to preempt, you know, take all of our elected officials in Congress and the Senate, both the Senate and the House, both Dems and Republicans, who and state that we're the ones who believe in democracy, not autocracy. We don't want one party rule, and stand in front of the steps somewhere, you know, in Congress, and you know, educate the Americans on what this act is, and note that the conditions for it do not exist. But what I'm afraid is that Trump is going to just announce it one day, and we're going to like, oh, God, we're not supposed to go on the streets. We're not supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We need our leadership to get out there and say, look, he doesn't have the right to call this. There's no constitutional reason for him. You know, you can ignore it. Don't worry about it. It'll still be problematic, but not, you know, we'll have some talking points. And the other thing is, working on the idea that it's all about big money taking over government, is take the first step and reverse Citizens United Plus by signing on to support the We the People Amendment. That can be found at movetoamend.org/amendment.
Yeah, I'm with you, Sandy. You know, we almost did that. We almost did that in 2022, I think it was, with, you know, until Manchin and Sinema just killed it. But Sandy, thank you. Keep thinking. You're doing great. Good stuff. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get the news. I'll be right back with your calls. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of ZYPPA, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes, and then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is, I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that It's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So Zipa, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that Zipa is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat, where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way. It won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's Zipa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to Zipa.com and use that code PINK today, or text PINK to 511-511.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. As the climate shifts, so does the science behind growing cranberries. Reporter Melissa Kay has more.
Staff at the Wisconsin Cranberry Research Station are working to ensure the future of the state's signature fruit by studying how cranberries can tolerate extreme temperatures and finding ways to extend the harvest season to reduce labor and equipment demands.
The inability to change in a changing environment is the textbook definition of extinction.
That's Grant Hawley, the executive director of the nonprofit Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. He said Wisconsin growers know what to do when change happens slowly.
When you're looking at fast changes, you need to know the whys, and that's where our researchers come into play.
They're able to look at changes happening at a molecular level and see how the cranberries are being affected, and also the symbiotic relationship the plants have with other organisms in the ground.
They're seeing how that bacteria inside of the soil is helping with nitrogen uptake. They're making sure that the fungus in the ground is helping us with water uptake.
Gabby Myers is the Research and Education Manager for the Wisconsin Cranberry Research and Education Foundation. She coordinates efforts from researchers across the state.
They're trying to create better cranberries, so maybe they're sweeter, firmer. So all different sorts of traits that they're trying to breed for, we provide a space for them to have those plots established.
Hybrid cranberry varieties are helping farmers diversify their marshes, producing more fruit on less land, and spreading out the harvest season.
They're trying to be able to make it to where harvest doesn't all happen in the same 2 weeks, because that's where you need extra equipment, you need extra people. It's just a terrible time if you have to do that.
Harvest season now starts as early as September and can run through October or later, depending on the year.
Reporter Melissa Kay. For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
They say we're small, but history knows. It only takes a spark before the fire grows. Not 50%, not even 10. Just the hearts of a few rising up again. From the fields of Maine to the Georgia pines, in college towns and factory lines, we're standing up, we're making noise. Everyday women, men and boys. One in every 28, that's all it takes to bend the arc, to raise the stakes. We're marching forward, hearts ablaze, through muddy roads and darker days. With hands held high, we won't be late to change the world. Just one. No need for thrones. No.
Welcome back. So Judd Legum over at his newsletter. This is pretty amazing reporting, is talking about how popular.info is the website, is talking about how ICE is purchased, the quote, there have been significant purchases of chemical weapons and guided missile warheads and explosive components. ICE is building an army. If the immigration, this is a quote, if the immigration enforcement apparatus of the United States were its own national military, it would be the 13th most heavily funded in the world. This puts it higher than the national militaries of Poland, Italy, Australia, Canada, Turkey, and Spain, and just below Israel. Amazing. It's just amazing. The article's over popular.info and also on rawstory.com. Claudia, Newport, Oregon. Hey, Claudia, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Boy, that's bad news, what you just said.
That's wild news. It's incredible.
I know. It's like every day, you know, I'm ready for it. I'm calling about, in your first hour, you were talking about how Occupy didn't have a leader and, you know, it may have been a mistake and stuff. And, you know, I kind of agree, but now I'm thinking, we have to do something different. The Republicans, the GOP is like breaking all the rules. Mm-hmm. They're breaking the mold. We got to do this thing where no Schumer thinking allowed anymore. Do something different. Mm-hmm. Why don't we have, instead of one person, which is also vulnerable to kind of, you know, violence, let's have a group of people on stage, and I'm talking Bernie, AOC, Gavin Newsom, Jamie Pritzker, more and more people we can't even think of. Let's all go up on the stage and do, it would be something different. It would be kind of a power statement, and flood the zone with these groups of people, and it could be a changing thing, mm-hmm. not always the same group.
Well, we've got some good talent out there, and you identified a lot of those people, and there are people who are leaders in their own states, certainly, and Pritzker is at the top of my list right now, for the presidential nomination, in fact. And that's a good thing. I'm not despairing. I'm very, very concerned. I think the other point that needs to be made, and I didn't make it in my article today, it's probably, it would probably make a good standalone op-ed, is that Trump is nowhere near as strong as he thinks he is. And, he's sees the power of government, but he's incredibly unpopular. I mean, he's the only way that he's holding the Republican Party together right now is not, they're not proud of him. They're not supportive of him, broadly speaking. They don't see him as a statesman. They're afraid of him. I mean, he's holding everything together right now with fear. He's punishing his enemies. And in fact, you know, releasing George Santos, I believe the whole reason why he gave a commutation to George Santos, let him get out of jail, was, and keep in mind, George Santos wasn't convicted for lying to his constituents about, you know, all the things he lied about. He was convicted for financial crimes, for fraud, which, of course, is, you know, what Trump does. But what Trump was doing by getting Santos out of jail is he was saying to Republicans, on the one hand, if you are with me, I will protect you. But if you're not with me, if you're a Republican like Jim Comey, you know, who is not on my side, I'm going to push you right up against the wall, and we're going to aim a firing squad at you, or at least an economic one. I mean, you know, he doesn't have to win a lawsuit against, he doesn't have to prosecute Comey successfully. He doesn't have to send him to prison. Just charging him is going to cost Comey hundreds of thousands of dollars to defend himself. Certainly, Claudia.
I'm sorry about, yeah, it's not just Trump. I mean, I think he's got a lot of puppet masters. He can barely speak a sentence. Yeah. There's a lot of people, you know, pulling the strings.
Yeah, here. There's a bunch of right-wing billionaires, and I think they're doing it with and via J.D. Vance, frankly. And some of these so-called tech bros. I'm with you. Claudia, thank you. Thanks for the call. Chris in St. Augustine, Florida. Hey, Chris, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I listen to a lot of political talk radio, and this show is definitely one of the best. The in between your commercials, the way that you give history and things that you research on is wonderful.
Thank you.
I would just like to push back on just a couple things.
Go for it.
I didn't pay that much attention in high school, and right now the government is shut down, and how many Democrats need to change their vote to open the government? And conversely, how many Republicans would need to change their vote to open the government?
There's two ways.
Is it a 51 or is it a 60?
Well, there's two ways the government can be opened. There's this thing called the filibuster, which is not in the Constitution. It's a made-up thing that a bunch of senators got together back in the early 1800s. And they came up with the filibuster specifically to block discussions of ending slavery. And what the filibuster says is that if a single politician in either party declares a filibuster, then it grinds everything to a halt, at least with regard to that particular piece of legislation, until the other side can come up with 60 votes to break that filibuster. It actually used to be 66 votes. Then it went down to 65, then it went down to 60, but 60 votes. But that's just a rule in the Senate. Now, the rules of the Senate can be changed with 51 votes, simple majority. So If John Thune is the Senate Majority Leader, he's the Republican who is doing what, you know, what Mitch McConnell used to do and what Chuck Schumer used to do when they were, you know, when their parties were in charge. And so All John Thune would have to do is introduce a one-paragraph resolution that says we are suspending the Senate rule on the filibuster for the next 24 hours. And then during that 24 hours, with a 50 vote, and he can do that with 51 votes, and he's got 53 Republicans, right? And he even has, you know, two Democrats and an independent who are going along with him. So he could easily do that. And then once he's suspended the filibuster for 24 hours, he passes the continuing resolution and opens the government back up. And then the next day, the filibuster is back the way it was. He can easily do this. And not only can he easily do it, Republicans have done this probably 100 times in the last 15 years. They've done it over and over and over again to Pete Hegseth was filibustered, and they broke the filibuster and got him in with 50 votes, 51 votes. And this goes way back, right? They do it with Supreme Court justices. They do it with federal judges. And the Democrats tried to do this in 2022 when they had the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the For the People Act that would have ended Citizens United. They tried to break the filibuster, and they needed 51 votes, and they had Kamala Harris as vice president, who is the president of the Senate. She could be the 51st vote because there were only 50 Democratic senators at the time. And if all 50 of the Democratic senators had voted to break the filibuster and Harris had added her vote, then they could have passed that legislation, ended Citizens United, given us an absolute right to vote, stopped gerrymandering, and got dark money out of our politics. But Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin were taking big money from, you know, right-wing billionaires and industry, and they refused to go along with breaking the filibuster. But the point is, I don't have any illusions that, you know, if John Thune wanted to break the filibuster, that he would have, you know, I mean, maybe Rand Paul would go against him, but he's got 53 votes. He can easily do it. I mean, you know, he only needs 50, you know, plus J.D. Vance. So it doesn't need any Democrats at all.
So a friend of mine was telling me that right now Republicans have to change their vote to get this open. And is that... So that's basically
what the Democrats are saying, and I don't know which Democratic senator declared the filibuster. It might have been Schumer just on behalf of everybody. But what the Democrats are saying is we're going to filibuster your continuing resolution, which would open the government back up until the end of November, actually. It just, you know, it's only for another month and a half. They're saying we won't do that unless you guys will pass a simple piece of legislation that restores these Obamacare, these Affordable Care Act subsidies, which is only $20 billion, by the way. Donald Trump wants to give $40 billion to Argentina to bail out his buddy Milei down there. He could easily end the filibuster tomorrow by simply saying, I'm going to take $20 billion and instead of giving it to Argentina, giving half of it to Argentina, I'm going to use that, you know, for the Affordable Care Act subsidies. And that would prevent everybody's health insurance policies, or at least, you know, some 50 million Americans on ACA, from doubling in the next month or so. But he doesn't want to do that because that's the demand that the Democrats are making right now.
So the formal term right now is filibuster. And that's what I have to educate myself
that's
on.
That's correct.
Filibuster. That's where we're in right now?
That's the key to the whole thing, yeah. The House can pass legislation with a simple majority. The Senate can, but if somebody objects, if they declare a filibuster, then now you got to have 60 votes, unless the Senate majority leader decides to suspend the rules. And the rules, of course, being the filibuster. So, make sense, Chris?
And that's not a law. It's just a rule, like you said.
That's correct. It's not a law. It's not in the Constitution. It's never been written as a law. It is simply a rule by which, and the Senate makes up its own rules. And they've got lots of them. So, Chris, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. And I, you know, I appreciate your calling and asking, because I'm guessing a lot of people have the same confusion. Thank you, Chris. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor will see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and use that promo code Tom to get $45 off.
Hey, it's Dan Haney. Join me weekday mornings between 6 and 9 as 540 WAUK presents All News All Morning. We start the day with everything you need to feel informed. Stuart J. Waddles has Milwaukee and local news 3 times an hour, followed by Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk, CBS News, Mike Clemens in sports, traffic and weather, money and market updates. Start your morning drive with All News All Morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Don't act like that. Don't wear that. Don't think that. I've heard everything you tell yourself every time you felt different. And I want you to know that you can be vulnerable and powerful. That taking care of your mind is taking care of everyone you love and who loves you. Love your mind. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Matt Rothschild this morning. The best protests are the big protests. What France does, they bring the entire economy to a halt.
We need those of us who have a microphone or have a platform to stand up and yell at the top of our voices, look, this is not normal. It's time to study a little bit, get creative, and find ways that we can resist this authoritarianism that's coming down on our heads right now.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom. Billionaires will bring back your rights. The revolution's here, we're knocking on the door. Welcome to Bernie's anti- minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Bill in Sun City, Arizona. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hi, Tommy. The last question you asked Congressman Connor was, where do we go?
Mm-hmm.
You know where we go? We go home. You know what we do? We come out to our front lawn, front yards, or in front of our apartment buildings at 6:30 as it crosses the continent, right? And we bring a pot in the drum, whatever makes big noise, and we make noise for half an hour. And the West Coasters are invited to start early. The East Coasters are invited to start late. And we make a big noise.
You're trying to start a movement here, Bill? You remember when we did that during COVID, you know, to celebrate the doctors and nurses who were, you know, dying in the trenches, as it were. But yeah, well, that's a good idea. Bill, thank you. Thanks for sharing.
Wait a minute, Tom.
Yeah.
Please. You know, many times I said to you, we learn from each other. What we learn the most, we learn from each other. Doing this by coming out to your house, if you're the first one, don't worry about it. People will join you. Let the sound travel. They keep asking people to travel. Tom, I can't travel.
Have you tried this, Bill?
Banging a drum?
Yeah.
There's a million things I do to get attention, Tom. I put a little orange thing.
Well, I was just wondering if you went out in front of your house and banged a drum for a half hour, if somebody called the police on you.
Well, why? At an appropriate time. The noise ordinance is for after 10 o'clock.
Okay. Well, I'm not dissing it. All ideas are welcome.
You've heard the phrase a million times. Blanked out of office. Drummed out of office.
Yeah, drummed out of office. There you go. Oh, I like that. That's
on Wednesday.
There you go. Drum him out of office. Okay, I got it. Bill, thank you. Tim in Aloha, Oregon. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I know the syndrome has taken over this society, and we talked many times before, Tom. I've been in the same neighborhood for 35 years. I own my house. I'm the last original owner out of 23 homes in this area. I've seen a couple of generations of kids grow up through here, and I call it the I'm not aware and I don't care syndrome. You know how many high school and college kids I've seen grow up is they don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Scary stuff.
Yeah.
And the history is taking a beating in the classrooms. I talked to one of my neighbors, and he said, Tim, he wanted to talk to me. He said, I learned more from you than what I did in my history class. That's scary stuff.
Yeah.
And that's something. And I know people who are teachers. Some of them retired early and stuff. They're burned out.
Mm-hmm.
Because kids don't want to listen. They want to play with their electronic toys. And then you've got middle class. I've been in a decent middle class neighborhood where these people are spending more money than they make, you know. And so what they're doing, they're buying cars they shouldn't buy. They're taking vacations they shouldn't. And all they do is complain about how much money is. One of the neighbors had two mortgages on his house.
Hmm.
See, that's the kind of stuff that in the base of this country is making a determination of where we're going to go, you know. And you look at Trump, you know, one of the real key elements of this, he's not 9 months away from getting out of office. He's 9 months into office. Look at the time element we have here.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And everything you see negative or positive on the regard to what's going on in politics or the economy, all it does is keep the emphasis on the Epstein deal. And we've got Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's coming. You see what I mean?
Mm.
People are just tired of it, you know.
I wonder if they're selling Jeffrey Epstein Halloween masks.
Yeah,
you get a whole bunch of people wearing them and show up at the White House.
That would probably work to their advantage again, too, you know, as long
Trump,
as they have the
Trump would let them in.
Right.
Oh, Jeffrey, you're back.
This is scary stuff. It's based on just an everyday economy. You know?
Yeah, it truly is. Yeah, I got it. Tim, thanks a lot for the call. It's good to hear from you. It's we're hitting the top of the hour. It's the end of the show. So, at least today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Sun just came out here in Oregon. I hope it's a nice day for you. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Hug somebody. Stay safe. I'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's QUINCE.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Free shipping and 365-day return.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease. Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.